So Steve Courtney is here with 2020 Sports. So is one of our sponsors on the Pure Michigan Golf Tour, the man who runs Dean Transportation, Kelly Dean.
Good morning, Frank. Glad to be with you today. Steve, good to see you.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. Yeah, what a beautiful day, and being here at Forest Acres, and I'm sure you've been talking about it. You've got some of the premier athletes ever to play sports at Michigan State out here today.
Thank you. Some of the great athletes. Let's just stop with that.
It's a rather sizable golf outing that's going to be going on here at Forest Acres. Both courses will be utilized, and I understand that the cross-country team here at Michigan State getting their championship rings, so that's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, just fantastic. Yeah. National championship rings. And this is the MSU Varsity Alumni Club, and a very vibrant organization. I'm proud to be part of it, and they do a lot of good things throughout the year.
You were supposed to play, but business before pleasure.
Business before pleasure, yep. Busy today. I'm traveling in our great state of Michigan, visiting all my employees, leading from here to go up to Birch Run to visit a group of school bus drivers that operate the Birch Runs Public Schools. So, you know, just the end of the school year, good time to show appreciation and thanks to employees.
Good for you. I think that's so important. It's overlooked sometimes, the little things like that, when the big boss shows up, you know. And
well, yeah, I don't like the big boss, but, you know, we have picnics and, give thanks is important. You know, employees do all the hard work. And so if I can say thank you, that makes me feel good, and hopefully them too.
You know, Kelly, we were talking before going on this morning, so many school districts in this great state of ours suffering financially, bringing the school bus situation. And you were saying the average life of a school bus is anywhere between 12 and 14 years.
That's correct.
Creates a problem for a lot of these districts to replace them.
Is that all it is, 12 to 14 years, really?
Yes, it is. You know, and they can be retrofitted and rebuilt in a lot of ways. But, you know, in our tough Michigan winters, school buses take a toll there with rust, et cetera.
Certainly.
So, but, you know, that's one of the challenges that our superintendents across the state and school boards are just trying to balance budgets and put their dollars in the classroom. So companies like ours, they'll outsource.
Sure.
It's an opportunity, and we hire all the drivers and try to make the very best of the situation. But the thing is, we bring in new vehicles, and that's really what the opportunity is for folks like us to give back to school.
Are you doing that, Kelly, statewide? How many districts are you involved in that? That seems to be a viable option for some of these districts.
Or what percentage of districts would you think are doing it this
way?
Well,
it's been growing. Michigan has been way behind, but there's been a lot of incentives out there in the last few years. So it's about 25 to 30% of the entire state has outsourced. So there's opportunities in some of the bigger districts. I serve the Grand Rapids Public Schools in Metro Detroit. I have the Trenton Schools, Taylor Schools, Crestwood, Dearborn Crestwood, and East Detroit. So just to name some districts, so I have about 130 school districts across Michigan.
Wow.
In about every corner of the state, we have 35 offices, and so and we touch about 50,000 kids per day to and from school. And 60% of those are special needs students, those that really are unfortunately unable to ride the regular, quote, regular school bus and will require a lift or a wheelchair accommodations to get to and from their opportunity in school.
Now, you've been an important part of many communities, obviously, in our state, and it's got to make you feel good. And also, it saves the communities money when they outsource. I mean, that's been proven over time.
It's been proven. Yep, there's been many, many studies, and a lot of money is being saved, and jobs are saved, and it's really been an asset to school districts. Our superintendents historically have had to be responsible for every aspect of it, from the classroom to food service and custodial and transportation. So, you know, to let them have the opportunity to focus on the educational part is really a plus.
Kelly, it's kind of you to stop by. Thank you. Enjoy your day and being with your employees. We really appreciate the support of our show, too.
And thank you. And just proud to be a little part of WJR with the Pure Michigan Tours that we have, and certainly here with the golf tour. So maybe someday I can join you and we'll go to some more courses. So
you're
thank
always
you.
Welcome.
Thank
and
you.
We're certainly looking forward to another season of the Spartan football cruises that you put together. Those are really neat deals.
We got a good away. We're going to Ann Arbor and into Columbus next year.
Yes,
so
sir.
It'll be a great away tour trip. So thank you, guys. Have a safe
All
trip
right,
around
Mr.
Michigan.
Dean. You bring your hard hat for the trip to Columbus.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Dean, the man who runs Dean Transportation. Here on the Frank Beckman Show right now, let's check traffic. And here's Dana Clark.